Good morning on Monday, March 4th. You know, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Before I give you the big play today, let's recap our plus 300 parlay from yesterday, which came up one leg short. One leg short. If you played it, you already know that. Three legs weren't a sweat at all. So we had Indiana plus 14 and a half. They were plus 9 straight up. We teased it to 14 and a half. We didn't need any of that because they won outright. You had East Carolina and North Texas to go over 117. The line was 122 and a half straight up. We didn't need that because we won that by about 30 points. We had Drake plus 2.5. The straight up line was Drake minus 4. Didn't need any of that because Drake won by double digits. That almost seemed like a sweat, right? Well, a 10 to 12 point victory is, in betting world, a significant victory. But that just was small compared to the other two victories, which were 20, 25, and 30 points. But, unfortunately, there was a fourth leg. That was Marist. They didn't show up. But yeah, we had chances. But that's where the horseshoes and hand grenades scenario there. Close only counts in those games. Doesn't count in the betting world, that's for sure. So we had Marist plus 3.5, but they didn't get it done. They lost by 7. They had some chances at the end there with three-pointers. They just couldn't get in the drop. So we weren't unlucky. We just got beat. It would have been lucky, good luck, if we would have hit some of that three-pointers. We obviously needed more than one. We needed to be within 4 plus 3.5. One three-pointer would have been a four-point loss. So who knows? Anyway, it's a loser. That's what it is. SHIT happens. So today, DraftKings has another clash on the court. Later game with Texas visiting Baylor. And we'll take the dog here. We're going to tease Texas all the way up to 12.5. So we're getting 12.5 points with Texas. And we'll tease that total down to 138 and take the over. So Texas plus 12.5. The game total over 138. With the boost, it's plus 130. Without the boost, if you don't use DraftKings, you need more than the maximum allowed, etc., it's minus 115. It's a good play either way. Obviously, the plus money is better, but it's a one-unit play, so whatever you need to do to get one unit. If you can get it all at 130, good for you. If you need more, 115 is good. We're looking at a rematch here where Baylor should be looking for a little bit of revenge, but I'm not saying they don't get that revenge. I just don't think that they win by more than 12.5, 13 and up. I think we got to lean towards Texas here. As a matter of fact, I'd lean slightly towards Texas without the teasing. So if you don't like to play the total, you could take Texas plus the points and just take your boost, or you could move tease that Texas line up just a little bit more. You wouldn't get 12.5 at a decent price, but you could tease it up a little bit and take your 50% boost and jump on that. I have the 77.71 for Baylor, 72 flat for Texas. So that's within the 6.5, but not by much. I wouldn't play that because I think Baylor could win in that 7 to 10 range, possibly. However, when it comes right down to it, I think Texas has it, believe it or not. Now, I just said I wouldn't play this game. There's just too much at stake here for both teams to expect Baylor to lose at home. But I think Texas has a reasonable shot of winning. If this was a neutral territory game, in current form now, and neutral court, I think that Texas is a half point to 1.5 point better. We'll call it a 1 point better team here. So, now remember, yeah, I know this could sound talking out of both sides, but yes, I said the score is 77.71 to 72. How is that a Texas victory? Because that's the numbers. That's without factoring in other things that I'm looking at that you can't really put a score on. So what I'm saying then is the adjusted numbers, the adjusted score on neutral court gives Texas a very slight edge on winning the game, but it's not a neutral court, which gives Baylor a slight edge of winning the game with their home court advantage. But we don't need to win the game. We need Texas to stay within 12.5, and the game to go over 138. And if you look at those numbers, that's what a little bit more relevant on those numbers is for the total, the over-under. You're looking at 149.71, so it's a 150-point game, and we just need to get over 138. So we have a 12-point room for error there if the defense has come to play a little bit more. The low score on this, I'm looking at as 141, which would be, say, a Baylor 72-69 victory, which obviously covers, that's a low score. Does it mean it's right? We can't predict these things, right? Nobody can. If it's cold shooting night, injuries, game plan that's completely opposite of what we've expected. But if we're seeing what we expect, it's over 138. And Baylor winning, but barely. And that's the low-scoring scenario. High-scoring scenario, Baylor's winning by 6. And you're all the way up there in the 156-point range. So the median score does give us quite a nice edge here for both of these bets. It's in that vicinity of 150, which would be over the total without adjusting it, as I said. So, all right, good luck.